This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Lynn and Uma with you. Our next story is about the right to be forgotten. Essentially, if you know you have information that you dislike about you on the internet, what can you do about it? Can you get it removed? Can you call up Google and go, hey, I don't like this thing about me?
Not over here, you can't. Yeah. In Europe, maybe a little different, although that is actually part of a very long, drawn-out legal battle that's been going on over there, because the Court of Justice of the European Union, or the CJEU, in 2014 ruled that Google had to remove links to out-of-date information about a Spanish man because he wanted to be free of people learning about his bankruptcy more than a decade before every time they searched for his name. And that's extended to, I suppose, people saying that they have a right to their privacy from their past over any number of things.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Google obviously can't tell websites to remove offending information. So what the people are fighting for is actually the right to be delisted in Google. So when...
Not as catchy, though, as the right to be forgotten.
No, it's not. But when you search someone's name, it doesn't appear on like the first five links, right?
Yes, and there are any number of things this could apply to. I mean, there's the bankruptcy. There's, of course, sensitive information, like you maybe don't want to be reminded that you were the person who was raped, you know, every single time somebody searches you up on the internet. There's lots of things that fall under this. However, Google, I think, has come back saying that, well, it could be abused as well.
It could be abused. But you know, there are already companies out there who are trying to fight this, right? So there are companies whose job it is to try and push those negative links way down the bottom of the search. So what they do is say, Lynn, if you had a problem on social media and you had a bad past and you were seen kicking a dog, for example,
which you would never do.
But just say there was a video of that going viral. And, you know, it's 5 years on and no one's hiring you because they're like, oh, Lynn, she's the one who kicked the dog.
I wouldn't hire myself. I can't believe you went with kicking a dog.
What you can do is hire these companies and they will start crafting new information about you, putting out articles, positive articles about how much you love dogs.
Yes.
And create a website, for example, lynnsavesdogs.com and all of this stuff so that the negative stuff gets pushed to page 4 or 5 because most employers will not actually click that far through on a Google search.
And the idea here is the right to be forgotten is that you can bypass all of that, I suppose, that you don't have to go to all that trouble and you would actually be delisted as opposed to just kind of pushed several pages down with every new, I don't know, donation you give to a charity or every new Kickstarter. You know, there are all sorts of things you can do. But I don't think everybody is that internet literate either.
No, they're not. But also arguments of free speech and privacy often clash in this situation, and that's what comes into play. And on the one hand, I kind of agree with Google's argument saying it's a slippery slope. But on the other hand, we're living in a world where data is everything and data is value, right? The next wars are going to be fought over data, probably. And privacy is going to become such a commodity. So where does that fit in with free speech? I mean, that's a much bigger philosophical argument than I think the EU courts can handle.
Yes, and we're also in a place now where we're having to ask whether that can go global, right? Whether that can translate to every single place, to every single form of Google around the world. And I don't know, it's a bit of a complex one.
It is. Joining us on the line now is lawyer Fung Cheng Leong. Hopefully he can shed some light. Good to have you on with us, Cheng Leong. Help us understand this purpose, the right to be forgotten, this law. Does such a rule actually exist here in Malaysia?
Under privacy laws, as an individual, you're given the right to control the information about yourself. So in respect of the right to be forgotten, your right as to control information would include the right to be forgotten. Basically, anyone who is accessing your information would need to delete or erase off information about you. It basically to protect your information, especially if you have sensitive information. For example, you've been convicted of certain crime, or you have went through some embarrassing moments, or even sensitive information like financial information that has been published on public domain, for example, the website, you have the right to ask these people to remove the links or all this information. But this right to be be forgotten is not recognized everywhere in the world. So, but in Malaysia, we do have this some form of rights to be forgotten. It's under the Personal Data Protection Act 2010. However, the data protection would only cover companies or entities in Malaysia. So our PDPA, we call it, does not apply to people like Google or Yahoo or those outside Malaysia.
Right. So considering we've only got the PDPA, under those rules, how do you go about deciding when a person's information should or shouldn't be delisted?
Currently, there are no hard and fast rule on how to exercise these rights to be forgotten. But normally what people do is they will write into the data users, the companies. For example, the telcos, the broadband providers or the cable TVs. Basically, you write to them and tell them, I want to withdraw my consent for you processing my information. What happens nowadays is some people will write in requesting mandatory information or very necessary information for their name, IC number or address be removed from their database. But however, this withdrawal is also subject to the data user's discretion because sometimes they will need the information to provide you the services. So issue you a bill or come and contact you if they have to do some form of maintenance. So nowadays, if you write in, let's say you ask to withdraw one of the most important information, your name or IC number, the data users will normally tell you, okay, if you want to remove your consent, you basically have to terminate this agreement because without this information, our contract cannot proceed. And some even will say that you cannot withdraw your consent because we have a contract together and this contract does not allow you to terminate by way of withdrawing your consent.
So does this mean as Malaysians, we can't write into Google to request for information to be removed?
Well, in a way, you can write into Google and ask for information to be removed because we follow the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulations in European Union. They don't really say that non-Malaysians cannot, non-citizens cannot ask for the withdrawal of consent. Basically, the GDPR is asking Google to be bound by this law.
So what were to happen if the EU laws prevail? Will their privacy laws in any way extend to us?
So assuming that EU laws prevails, EU laws will only cover what basically in that case would be Google. But the same law, the GDPR, does not apply to Malaysian entities. But here, there's a little grey area here because the GDPR has an extraterritorial application. So they basically puts in the law and say that this law must be complied with entities outside the European Union. Otherwise, you'll be subject to all sorts of penalties. So Malaysian and even Singapore companies, they will also try to comply with the law if there are EU citizens involved. Yeah. Let's say they are processing information. But assuming that, the quantity is Malaysian, the person complaining is in Malaysia, we're basing a one-to-one scenario. Let's say we are dealing with our own telcos, our own internet service providers, then the GDPR does not apply. Our law, Malaysian Data Protection Law, would apply because that is our Malaysian law.
Can and should the rest of the world be subject to EU's privacy laws?
Well, no. I think there's a lot of, sovereignty issues to be decided here. Who is EU to tell the Malaysian how we run our country? In the EU, the laws they will have different values in their society in terms of privacy. Here, we as Asians, we also have our own different views of privacy. And let's say we look at US, US also has a different views of privacy. They will have freedom of speech against privacy. Over here, we will have, for example, we have social or racial or religious considerations when we deal with privacy. So what with different countries, we have a very different type of consideration to take into account. So in a way, to standardize the entire data protection laws, in a form, yes, we have some form of standardization. For example, most of the countries in the world where you want to data protection laws in the world where data has to be processed by a certain party, consent will be required. So this basic element of consent is almost applicable in all countries with the data protection law.
So this is a conversation that's been happening for some time now abroad, both in the EU as well as the US. Do you think that we've got similar levels of discourse around privacy here in Malaysia? I mean, there were major issues recently around the publishing and selling of our private information to third parties, but do we need to push for this type of protection here?
Malaysia, we are still at very infancy stage. The development of our privacy and data protection law is quite slow. In fact, if you look at Singapore, they even have issued a guideline to stop people from processing our identity card information or IC numbers. Here, we have nothing of that sort yet. And unfortunately, the position is our laws are slowly moving. I'm not sure why that is the case, but hopefully we will speed up the reforms quickly. What I can see these days is a lot of leakage of private information online. And it seems that no recourse can be given because when this information are leaked online, they are leaked to portals which are outside Malaysia, outside our law's jurisdiction. So we're looking at Facebook or some forum out of country or also social media pages like Tumblr. And when a complaint is filed against certain posting of certain information, the portals hosting this information would either, one, ignore it, two, would take a long time to delete it, or three, sometimes they reject the request to remove all this information. And to litigate against all these people or these portals is very expensive because they are all based outside Malaysia and most of them are in US. And you're paying US dollars to legal counsel fees, which are US dollars, to get all this information removed.
Ching Leong, before we let you go, what would you like people to understand about how their privacy is and isn't protected online?
One is, it works both ways. Companies processing data would need to know they are bound by the data protection laws, and when they roll out any services or product, they must put data protection laws in mind. Basically, this is what we call a privacy by design. When you issue something out, you launch a new product, you must always think that, okay, what would this impact consumer rights, consumer's privacy rights. And in respect of the individuals who are affected by all these data protection laws, they will also need to know what are their rights they have when they want to enforce the laws. And the most importantly, the government needs to play a part in enforcing the laws. What happens a lot of time is the individuals who file a complaint to the commissioner or any other person, any authorities, rarely any action is taken. So it turns out these individuals who are data subjects will feel not confident with the level of service that the government provides. So in most of the time, they will say, another complaint, the government will do anything. So these are the common issues we get nowadays.
Ching Leong, thank you very much for weighing in. That was lawyer Fung Ching Leong with his thoughts on the ongoing dispute between Google and the EU about privacy laws online. Give us your thoughts. Tweet us at BFM Radio or send us a WhatsApp 1018-789-8899. Do you think we have a right to be forgotten, or is that just a slippery slope, down to mediocrity and just everything bad?
Why are you always like this? Why does it always end like this? It's the end of our day. You can afford a little bit of optimism.
Hope
it wouldn't
and optimism.
Kill you.
Yeah. All right. Just, send us some happy messages, like what we're saying. We've got more music coming your way. You're listening to The Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.